We continue our learning. We are in Scarlet Perek Shvi, Mishnah Aleph. Mishmish is going to deal with monies that are fined between two shofros. We're not sure from which they came. Where do they belong? Which pushka should we put them in? We found the money on the floor. Moshe Nimtzu ben Shkolim Linadava. Let's say you have money that's found between the shofros of Shkolim, of the Machzis HaShekel, which are given for Kabanos Tzibur, and shofros of Nedava. So these are very different types of shofros, and the monies are used for different, very different purposes. So how do we deal with this? The Mishnah says, Karov l'shkalim, yiplu l'shkalim. L'anadava, yiplu l'anadava. All depends on how close they are. The greater proximity. So if we have shkalim, if the coins are closer to the shkalim pushkas, we assume they're part of the shkalim pushkas for machzah shekel for karmanos tzibur. If they're closer to the nadava pushkas, so that's where they're going to go. And we'll use them for karmanos nadava. Let's say they're equidistant. Yiplu la nedava, we use them for nedavos. Now, this is all based on the fact that where we follow the rule, this is really a principle that's outlined, and its source is Egla Arufa, where we want to decide where something is from. We assume the body that was found, as the Torah speaks in Parsha Shoftim, we assume it's from the city of closest proximity. And that's how we make a decision. One issue to discuss, though, is that the Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Chav Gimel discusses the fact that sometimes we may have a conflict between what we call Karov, where something is closer, versus Rov, where there's a majority. So, and the rule is that Rov v'Karov Halech Achara Rov. When I have a conflict between a majority and proximity, we follow the majority. So that would mean that in such a case, if I have money sitting on the ground and there's one pushka that's a little bit closer, that it's closer to, but the other pushka has more coins in it. So if you follow the majority, the probability is that those coins came from the majority and not from the minority. And Rov beats out Karov. So why does the Mishnah assume that we're going to follow Karov? So the simple answer has to be, the Ukimta has to be in the Mishnah, that we're talking about where there's an equal number of coins in both pushkas. And therefore, we don't have a majority. And if there's in the absence of a majority, then of course, we're going to follow Karov. That's the issue when it comes to Egla Rufa as well. So we assume, the body, it's closest to this city. That's the city that brings the Egla Rufa. That may be why, because his body is closest to city A instead of city B or any other city. But if there are more people in city B, even if it's closer to city A, we're going to assume the body came from city B, because the majority of people, there are a lot more people in that city than in the other city. Mishnah continues. Same thing would be true. Bein Eitzim Lilavona. Let's say you find coins on the ground, and it's between the pushka that is used to collect money for the wood and that which was for the frankincense, the Lavona. So the Mishnah here says, Yiplu, if it's closer, so Karav La'etzim, again, Ben Eitzim La'Lavona, Karav La'etzim, Yiplu La'etzim, assume it's going to the Karav, to the Eitzim, La'Lavona, Yiplu La'Lavona, but Mechza La'Mechza, Yiplu La'Lavona. Now, if it's half and half, it's going to fall to Lavona. So why is that so? So in the previous case, where we had a choice where it's equidistant, we chose Nedava. So we choose Nedava, if you're really not sure. So we say they're going to follow, they should fall Linedava, since we don't know where the money is from based on proximity, based on Karov. And there's also, as we said, it's equal amount of money, so there's no issue of Rov. So we're going to use the monies for Karbanos Olos. Why are we going to do Karbanos Olos over the ones that are used, let's say, for Karbanos Tzibur? Why Nedava over the shkalim, which we use for Karbanos Tzibur, for Musaf and the like? So the answer is because that's more of a chumrah. What was going to be machmir? Or Karbanola is kulo kalil, is completely burnt. Karbanos Musaf or Chatas, whatever, eaten by the Kohanim. So therefore, we're going to be machmir and assume the money is from the Nedavos, where it's equidistant, so that we burn it entirely. And the same thing is true over here. Livona is more chamur then Eitzim. Why is it more chomer? Because Lavona is actually burnt, is actually used, as opposed to Eitzim, which are a preliminary. They're machshire carbon. They're not a carbon atzmo. You don't, but Lavona is considered an offering in and of itself. Then the Mishnah says, Bein kinim legoz le'ola. So what do we do if you find the money between the pushkas that are for kinim and the pushkas that are for gozle ola? So karav l'kinim, yipul l'kinim, l'gozle ola, yipul gozle ola. They're also proximity. And mechza l'mechza, yipul l'gozle ola. Why gozle ola over kinim? Because kinim, one of the birds is a chatas. Yeah, one is an ola, but one is a chatas. The chatas is eaten. So therefore, we're going to follow gozle ola, where they're all, once again, kulo Khalil, they're completely burnt. The Yishalmi deals with the fact that if a woman, let's say Yoledes, she needs a sin offering, she needs a chatas. If you're going to burn everything, she's not going to get kapara. So the Yishalmi has a suggestion how she can get kapara. Beis Din gets involved and allows her to, able to purchase another carbon in order for her to receive the kapara that she needs. Then the Mishnah says, Ben Chulin Lamaser Sheni. Let's say someone has in his house two boxes, two pushkas. One is Mos Chulin. There's no holiness to that money at all, regular money, regular coins. And the other is Maser Sheni. Maser Sheni coins, meaning you had Maser Sheni produce and you redeemed it onto those coins. Those coins have to be brought to Yerushalayim. So they have a certain degree of holiness. And you don't know, and the money that was found on the ground are between the two pushkas that you have in your house. So Korov L'chulin, Yiplu L'chulin, and Maser Sheni, Yiplu Maser Sheni. Once again, proximity, we follow Korov. Mechza L'mechza, what do we do? And probably not a surprise, Yiplu L'maser Sheni. Why? Because we want to be Machmir. So what do we do with the coins? We have to bring them to Yerushalayim. Just in case they were really Maser Sheni coins. And therefore, the Mishnah gives us the general rule. Zeha klal, holchim, achar ha-korov l'hakel, where if we have, there is proximity, meaning it's very clear the coins are closer to one pushka over the other, then we'll follow korov proximity, even if it's to be lenient. But mechza l'mechza, but if it's half and half, then we have no choice. L'hachmir, says the Mishnah. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, Moshe nimtzu lifnei socharei behema. Here you have money that's found in Yerushalayim, and it's found right in front of the merchants, those who are selling animals. So how do we treat that money? What do we assume the status of that money is? La'olam maser. Says the Mishnah, you always have to assume all days of the year that that money is maser sheni money. Not only during the regel, when a lot of people come with their maser sheni money to buy food, to buy animals, to buy shlamim ideally, but it's true the entire year as well. A master that it's maser sheni money. Why? Because the ole regalim who bring their money, their maser sheni, very often they don't end up using all that maser sheni money over the regalim. And what do they do with the money? They give the extra to their friends, their relatives who are in Yerushalayim, that they'll buy behemoth for shlamim. Because the, as we know, Maser Sheni ideally is supposed to be spent on food in Yerushalayim, and even the ideally is supposed to be Karbanos Shlamim. So therefore, most of the animals that are purchased in Yerushalayim, even the rest of the year, are being used with Kesa Maser Sheni. We give it to people who are going to be there, even after the Regel. So therefore, if you find money in front of the Socharei Behema, the merchants, those who sell the animals, we always assume it's Maser Sheni money, even the rest of the year, even if it's not the Regel. Behar Habayis, let's say you find money on Har Habayis, Chulin. We assume that it's Chulin, it's not holy at all, it's not Maser Sheni, and it's not even Maser Sheni, Bizman HaRegel. Why? I, Bizman HaRegel, most of the money people have are Maser Sheni money. This money is Chulin, because we follow the majority of the year, and the majority of the year, people have other coins on Har Habayis, and we can assume the chances are, the probability is, that these coins, a regel is only a few days a year, but most of the year, it's not a regel. So we can assume the money fell from people on a random day, on a non-regel day, and therefore it's going to be chulin. Maybe the money came from the trumas halishka, the shkolin in the lishka, that fell from the hands of the gizbar from Hekdesh. No, we have a chazak of the gizbar. It doesn't take money money out of the Trumas Halishka until he redeems it onto animals that he buys the Karbonos with. So that money would not be found sitting around on Har HaBayis. Birushalayim, what if you find money in Yushalayim? It's Yushalayim, not on Har HaBayis, outside Har HaBayis, but it's also not in the Shuk, it's not in front of the Socharei Behema either. Here it's just in the marketplaces in general of Yushalayim, in public areas of Yushalayim, but not in front of the animals and on Har HaBayis. So here is where we make a distinction between regel and non-regel. Bishasa regel, maser. Then we used to do the maser sheni, because Oeli Regolim come, there are many of them. And most of the money they have at that time is maser sheni. We assume that they fell from them. Shouldn't we follow the majority of the year? The money is not maser sheni. So the answer is, because they would sweep the shuk of Yushalayim, the marketplace of Yushalayim was swept every day. And therefore, if money had fallen before the regel, they would have been found already. And that's why the money that you find here, you must have been here today. And if it's b'shasa regel, you can assume it's maser sheni money. On Har HaBayis, though, we said, on Har HaBayis, the money is always chulin. Why? Maybe it fell from today on the regel. Why do you assume maybe it would have been found already? Because they would sweep the entries, they don't sweep. So therefore, if the money, they don't sweep on Har HaBayis. And therefore, money that it was, the area was very high, if they would sweep it so the dust would go all over the place. Also, people aren't allowed to enter anyway Har HaBayis when they have dirt on their legs, so there wasn't a lot of dust there that I had to sweep off anyway, and that's why they weren't sweeping, and that's why in Har HaBayis we assume it's always chulin, and don't assume that the money came from today. It could have been there from the Hoshari Yemos HaShana, because it wasn't swept up. Uvashar Kol Yemos HaShana, once again, back to Yushalayim proper, not in front of Socharei Behema, Yushalayim in general, the rest of the days of the year, chulin. So, what do we have here? Just to review, money that's found in front of the merchants of the animals in Yushalayim is always maser sheni money. On Har HaBayis is always chulin money. And Yushalayim depends. B'shasa regel, it's maser. And the rest of the year is chulin.